Louis Armstrong never went, let a year go by without a couple of hit songs. And like Fats Waller, he was, as soon as he had anything to record, RCA Victor would, even though the Depression was biting into the record industry in terrible bites, and people didn't, just hadn't the money to throw a dollar down for a record. And but Louis came on strong as usual. I'm going to play two of Louis in succession. The first one is I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues, 1932 recording. And at this point, he's fronting the Chick Webb Band. Chick Webb Band, or parts of it. We hear that Charlie Gaines, also a trumpet man, was director for RCA Victor at this time. So he used the Webb Band as with Chick Webb himself on drums, Edgar Sampson on alto, Keg Johnson as trombonist, Mike McKendrick on guitar, Bill Oldham on tuba, and Yank Porter on drums. So the tune was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler, K-O-E-L-E-R. I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues, and we'll follow that with a beautiful tune called That's My Home, another hit record of 1932 by Louis Armstrong. With that has Don Kirkpatrick on piano. So let's go for two off the top with Louis.
What's the matter with you, boy? Don't you know I got a right to sing the blues? Listen at this. Look out. One, two. Yeah. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to be low down. I got a right to hang around. Down among the river, a certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. Babe, all I see from me is misery. Oh, I got a right to moan and sigh, got a right to sit and cry down among the river. Oh, babe, I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
By.
'Cause that's my home.
that's my home. I'm always welcome back, no matter where I roam. It's just a little shame to me, because we don't.
So, with time we had Louis Armstrong doing that nice little That's My Home, and before that, I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Very nice, too.